B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast.
Hi.
It's the MRL Morning Show's look at the show. We go a little deeper into the things that we talked about on the show today that we didn't have time to continue and whatnot.
You're on Snapchat again?
Are you?
I snapped something.
He just snapped.
You don't even know how to operate Snapchat.
No, I don't. No. Snapchat is the most irritating source of social media, no doubt. But I saw on my phone that the Snapchat ghost changed its look, so I pressed on it. Well, the app is different looking.
One thing that Snapchat has that I wish Instagram has, I like how I can be nosy and see where everybody is.
Yeah, I have no idea how to do that.
You can pull up the world map on Snapchat, and you can see where all your friends are. And I think that's so interesting. There's an argument that security, blah, 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 blah. But no one's out killing people on Grindr, you know? So
Yet.
Thank you, Lauren. It's been around for years. Imagine if there was a killer, you would have...
Well, Google it.
I was going to say Craigslist was normal for a minute, too.
Are people killing users on Grindr because of location?
Sounds like a good question to ask.
Well, these are when they're meeting up. But no one's like saying, "Oh, there's
this
someone
person is here.
Is
I'm
here.
Gonna
I'm
going to
go kill them." Yeah. A lot of people are being murdered.
Would you like to retract your previous statement?
No, because gay people are always going to be targeted by
killers
and homophobes.
Can I go back though a minute?
Sure.
You know, the other thing, too, is if you show your location, that means you're not at home, which gives people who break into homes, burglars.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, if you check in on Facebook and say that, like, hey,
how would they know where you live, though?
It's a lot of times it's inside people. Mm. People that know where you live will tip somebody off and say, hey, the Morales are vacationing in Myrtle this weekend. I know all of them are gone. They've all checked in.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they tell you not to post vacation pics until after.
This exactly. happened to my contractor right before we started to do all the work on our new house. And he was on vacation and I guess had checked in on Facebook or something. And somebody robbed his storage unit and took all their tools and everything.
So he was gone.
Yeah. So he was just about to start our house. So the poor guy had to rent scaffolding to do our project at the house and like rent all these tools. And of course, insurance covers it at some point, but it takes forever to go through those hoops. And the people were selling his stuff on Facebook Marketplace and that's how they caught him.
Did he buy it back?
They did like a sting operation. He said he wanted to buy it back and the cops showed up.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Speaking about getting stuff back, years ago I played ice hockey. And when I was on the ice playing in high school, the people from the other team, like people that came to watch the other team play, broke into our locker room and stole stuff. And I had like Nikes stolen from me, like really cool Nikes. And like we did a police report and nothing happened. And then like a year later, we got a phone call from the Rockland County Police who are like, hey, we found your belongings in the back of a car like a year later.
Wow.
I got my shoes back. Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
I wouldn't wear them again because I thought they were like, you know, somebody else's feet had been in them.
Yeah.
My house got broken into as a kid.
That sucks.
And my mom lost all of her jewelry.
Oh.
Like her like wedding ring, her mom's stuff.
I don't know if I could get past the violation of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like somebody was in my home.
Yeah.
I would never feel safe there.
Mm-hmm. You got to move.
That would screw me up.
Supposedly, like, Michael Jackson never went back to the Neverland Ranch after the cops raided it.
No.
While he was in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Yeah.
I'd probably be the same.
I had a friend who lost a whole bunch of jewelry, and they found out it was a nurse who came in to, like, take care of his grandparent.
Oh, man.
Like, the nurse was stealing stuff while she was there.
Any other horrible stories?
No.
Oh.
I'm out. Anybody else?
Nope.
Today's show is interesting. Lorraine's not wearing her wedding ring.
I'm wearing
a wedding ring.
It's a plastic one, a rubber one.
Do you need a minister to conduct the ceremony to bless that ring?
No.
Because I'm
Roy is an ordained minister.
You want to bless my ring?
You want me to?
Sure. Will you bless it, buddy?
Well, I need his ring, too.
Oh.
Because it's got to be a union. Come on now.
I guess we both have to.
Don't you know how this religious stuff works?
No, I'm a bad cop.
So, we found out from a lot of people today that they weren't wearing their wedding ring, and a lot of it had to do with work.
Mm-hmm.
firefighters, nurses, and then somebody said they had dry skin and the ring like ruined their skin.
One that was stuck out as weird to me was, as you can tell, it's the end of the day and
you're cooked.
I'm cooked and I can't talk right now.
It's 10:05 a.m. by the way. We got a full day ahead of us.
One thing that stuck out to me was the woman that worked for Loomis, and you can't handle money with the jewelry because they're afraid it's going to tear the cash.
Interesting.
Take it off, yeah.
I don't blame people like that, man. I got stung by a bee when we were up at Smith Mountain Lake, and it got stung on my left hand, and I had my real rings on, and I had to immediately take it off because my fingers were swelling up.
But did you know you got stung right away?
Yeah, right away I knew I got stung. And Dallas is like, oh yeah, I saw the bee over there. I'm like, you don't want to say anything? Like, yeah. Thank you.
Dallas gets in trouble.
But I can see where people don't want to, like, you know, get their rings caught on something where it would damage their actual hand, where their fingers would swell up, but then they'd have to have their rings cut off. So why not just the rubber ring?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't even look rubber to me. It looks like titanium or something like that. You know,
cool
tungsten.
Look to it.
It's thick.
But it's rubber, and we asked if anyone wasn't wearing a wedding ring because they were in an argument with their significant other, and we didn't hear from anybody, but Lorenz said that you did say you took off your ring once because you were mad.
Oh, yeah. I quote-unquote forget my ring conveniently when we're in an argument all the time. and I'll leave it right on the counter where you can see I'm not wearing it.
But what do you think that – what's your hopes that does to him?
It's just subliminal.
Okay.
Payback is a bitch. That's
especially
what
when it's named Loren.
Yeah. I'm eating Cheetos.
I'm drinking water.
I'm just not eating. I had coffee.
The other thing we talked about on the show today that was kind of interesting to me, I thought it was interesting, is Roy doesn't like to camp.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No. Like,
I know, I'm surprised by that, too.
Me, too. He's the country boy with the bonfires.
I feel like you liked to camp when you moved to Charlotte, and then the concrete jungle, like, messed you up.
Oh, probably. Yeah, 100%. Here's the thing. I like to sleep, and I like to sleep well when I can. And for some odd reason, I don't sleep well in my own home, but I sleep awesome in a hotel. So I can't do camping. I don't want to lay on the ground with the bugs, and they're crawling all over me. No, I like sitting by a bonfire. I like drinking and hanging out outside. I like fishing.
Hiking.
Sure. Minimal amounts of hiking. Okay. I like doing all the fun. I like being out all day. If we had an all-day festivity, I'd be fine as long as I could find shade. But I don't like sleeping in a tent because it's hard to get in and out of it. I'm a bigger guy. And I don't like sleeping in campers. Now, one day, if I become a skinny mini, that might change.
You're going to camp.
Maybe. I'll have to I have to retry things.
Yeah.
I don't think you will.
You don't think I will?
No, because I liked to camp when I was younger, too, and I was such a tomboy. And then I feel like Miami just destroyed me. Like, the only camping I really want to do is sleeping on the beach.
Yeah.
Other than that, I like building fires. Yeah, you can do it. In the Keys, you can go camping. But, like, I like building fires. I don't even mind putting up tents. I actually enjoy that. But I have no interest on sleeping on the ground or dealing with bugs.
The only person that camped outside when we went camping at Carowinds with listeners was producer Nicole and her girlfriend.
It was stupid. It was in March.
You guys were freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were.
We slept inside.
It was fine. Like, I like it.
I'm going camping in my in-laws camper. You know, like we'll be sleeping in there, but we're going to eat outside. Everything else will be outside,
you know,
barring the weather.
That is considered like glamping. Like,
isn't
when
it?
When I went to
I would do that.
Yeah, and when I went to Yosemite, we rented a RV camper type thing, and we stayed on a campground. But like, people around us had their trucks and then tents. And then we were in an RV. So, like, they camped, we glammed.
You know what's a happy medium for me is tailgating. I get to bring a camping chair. God. I get to drink. We get to grill out. We get to eat food. Occasionally, depending on if you're in West Virginia or any other state, you can have a fire at your tailgates. Just depends on where you are. And you get to go home to your bed. It's wonderful.
That's I'm camping at a place in Boone, and it's the highest point east of the Mississippi River. It's 4,000 feet up. I'm looking at the website now.
Oh, are you going to Grandfather Mountain?
I don't think it is, no.
Because that's the highest point east of the Mississippi.
The highest camping point, oh, I guess. Okay. The highest point where you can camp. It's got pull-through RV sites, a pool, arcade games, and even a farm animal mini zoo. Oh, all set crap. Atop a scenic view.
Oh, mini zoo?
Hike miles, footpath. Oh, yeah,
Mountain.
Grandfather Mountain.
Yeah,
you're right. You're
say,
right, Roy.
It sounds like Grandfather Mountain.
I like that you don't even know where you're going.
I don't know. I'm meeting my in-laws
there.
Drive
to the top of Grandfather Mountain because it's beautiful. And that's my type of hiking when you get to drive your car to the tip top.
Lance Armstrong once trained on the back roads of the Boone area.
Get this. I went all the way up to the Grandfather Mountain. You drive to the top of the mountain. And then I complained because I had to take stairs to the tip top. I was like, this is horse crap.
Didn't you drive to the top of Grandfather Mountain once?
Yo, you do. Everyone does.
Yeah.
You don't walk up that.
I want to walk.
What's that?
I want to do it.
Ooh, it's tough. It's like, it's really up. But Forrest Gump, they filmed a scene when Forrest Gump is running across the nation. They filmed one of the scenes jogging up Grandfather Mountain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When you go to the front gates, buy the CD, the audio CD, and it gives you a history.
Yeah.
I'm literally never going to do that.
What? Oh, okay. I enjoyed it.
When I lived in Memphis, I used to take people to the Graceland, the museum, and Elvis's place, and you would put on the headset, and it was like it was so hokey, and you just knew there was a much cooler history at Graceland. Like, they'd be like, over to the right there is where Elvis and his friends would play pool. If you look real close, you'll see a cigarette stain from one of Elvis's friends who dropped an old cigarette. And I'm like, I want the other version. Was like, that's the pool table where Elvis and his friends did a ton of blow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Elvis banged so many chicks on top of this pool table.
Yeah. A lot of Elvis's friends would take Priscilla out of the house while Elvis was getting busy in major threesomes.
Oh, my God.
Now let's move on. I'm like, that would be the cool version of it. And then the last thing that we talked about on the show today, which was also equally as interesting, was who was crashing out on your couch?
Yeah, you know, I had a aunt that lived with us for like 3 months, and everything.
Was it literally on the couch though? Like pillow,
no,
blankets.
No,
she had like her own room.
Yeah, she had her own room, but that's just as difficult because like you have to adhere to their ways. Everyone, even all of us, have our own thing about doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And when you and like, I'm surprised Sterling doesn't annoy me because like a lot of things does. He doesn't get on my nerves at all.
Yeah,
give it some time. When you guys get married, I'm sure.
No, they've been together for like 3 years.
It's going on 4 years, and I'm like, by now, like, I know that I'm the problem. You know what I mean? Like, I know for sure I'm annoying him on something, but he hasn't done anything to piss me off.
Hmm.
Which is very surprising, because everyone else, like, I remember I used to be a 911 operator, and I would go to bed when people wake up. And I'd be trying to go to bed, and I'd hear my dad make his coffee in the mornings, and it would annoy the hell out of me. You know, just living with people was tough. And that was after the time I already lived on my own and I had to move back in with my mom and dad. So, like, I already had that independence.
Yeah.
And you just, everything gripes, you know, something. So, to all people who have someone living on your couch, bless you. You're
a saint.
You know, we heard from somebody, I think Stephanie, your name was, who said that at one point in her lifetime, she's had 30 people crash out on her couch. And she's in a three. She might not. Somebody else was in a 3-bedroom trailer.
Yeah.
And had multiple people crashing out. So everybody's got a bigger heart than I do. I'm like, Amanda, no, we're not buying a comfortable couch. We're buying a couch that's not comfortable, so nobody crashes out.
That's what I tell Dallas. I'm like, we bought a pull-out couch for like our man room, and he's like, it's not the most comfortable thing in the world. And I was like, well, number one, we can get a pillow topper for it. Number two, if it works for 3 days, great. After that, they'll want to leave.
Exactly. So, all right, that is a Rap Party podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening.
This Friday, we're going to be at Queen Park Social doing this right here, the Rap Party podcast, live at, was it 4 p.m., Nicole? Is it 5? 5 p.m. Yeah, we were filming our bit yesterday at 4 p.m., so this Friday, 5 p.m., Queen Park Social, we invite you. Those who are listening right now, you're an exclusive group of people. You're fans of the Rat Party podcast. So come hang out with us Friday at Queen Park Social. It's in Lower South End. And you get to watch us to do the show live.
Right off of Yancey Road.
Right off of Yancey Road.
I won't be there. I'll be camping, but I think I might be able to call in.
Yeah, we're going to have you call. You're not getting out of it.
I'm going to call from 4,000 feet.
Well, Grandfather Mountain. That'd be pretty cool.
I'll be there.
Maybe you have good reception.
Great reception. Mm-hmm. I should have the best reception ever. I mean, I'm 4,000 feet up.
All right. See ya. Until next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.